Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Tonight.
I thought I was having a nightmare. I mean, it was blood everywhere.
Cake boss Buddy Valastro, after nearly losing his hand in a gruesome accident, will he ever bake again?
I feel lucky to be alive.
Plus, I'm in Malibu, where Hall of Famer Joe Montana is being hailed a hero. How he stopped a kidnapper in his own home.
Then.
We worked hard at it, and it just didn't work.
Kristen Cavallari opens up about her divorce. And is Julianne Hough getting back together with her ex? Then Chrissy Teigen hospitalized.
I wanted to update you.
And more controversy about to hit Carol Baskin, only we're inside her dancing rehearsal.
One and two.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
ET starts now.
It really is hard to imagine a more bizarre or gruesome injury than what happened to Cake Boss star Buddy Valastro. He impaled his dominant baking hand in a freak bowling accident. And Buddy joins us now. How are you holding up?
Definitely trying to stay positive. Still recovering. The hand is okay. I mean, there's definitely a lot of pain. You know, it's just a freak crazy thing.
Bowling is a way of life.
This is the bowling alley inside the Cake Boss's New Jersey home where the freak accident happened last week. Buddy was playing with his sons when the pin setter got stuck and he went to fix it.
It must have, you know, turned my head for one moment and then there was like this fork that held my hand in place as this mechanism went through my hand. I mean, it was blood everywhere. I was in panic mode, but something told me to stay calm.
The Cake Boss's right hand was repeatedly impaled by a 2-inch thick metal rod for over 5 minutes until his older two sons used a saw to free their dad.
You instructed them on what to do?
It did. I couldn't be prouder of my sons and my family. The longer that rod was in my hand, the longer a chance that I could have lost my hand. If it would have hit my wrist, forget about it. I could have bled out.
How long do they think the recovery will be?
It's definitely going to be months. I might need more surgeries. It shattered my thumb.
The 43-year-old's already had two procedures on the hand he used to build his estimated $10 million baking empire.
I might not ever be able to pipe again. I don't know. You know, I mean, unfortunately, I might have to learn to do it with my other hand. You just don't know, Kev.
For now, Buddy is resting at home. Check out the new recliner setup, but he desperately wants to get back to work.
Listen, I plan on going into work in a week or so. I mean, I can't.
Buddy, in a
work,
week?
But I could.
Come on.
No, I mean, at least to go check in. Thank God my mouth still works, so I could talk and dictate.
Take some time off. Let the hand heal, brother.
You got it, Kev. I appreciate it.
Now to another terrifying moment. NFL legend Joe Montana and his wife thwart an alleged kidnapping. Here's the new photo of the former quarterback who hit up Nobu in Malibu just hours after this 39-year-old suspect was taken into custody. Deputies say she tried to kidnap Montana's 9-month-old grandchild.
Three police officers pulled up, and the next thing I saw, there was a lady being brought out with the police officers, and she was handcuffed.
The LA County Sheriff's Department tells ET deputies were patrolling this area of Malibu when Montana was able to flag them down. Authorities say the suspect, Sotosai Dowsell, quote, entered the residence and removed the child from the playpen and held it in her arms. Then they say Joe and his wife Jennifer confronted the woman. There was a tussle, and Jennifer was able to safely pry the child out of the suspect's arms. The suspect fled. Deputies searched the area and found her. Hirsch says she didn't seem to put up a fight.
Almost more lethargic than aggressive, right? She just kind of was walking out and just seemed disoriented.
Dowsell was booked on suspicion of kidnapping and burglary. Her first court appearance is set for tomorrow.
Someone's going to win, someone's going to lose.
Montana, known as Joe Cool.
These are easy to hold on to.
And the comeback kid turned 64 this summer. He tweeted, "Scary situation, but thankful that everybody is doing well."
Joe Montana always coming through in the clutch. A little bit of a different story for former NFL quarterback Jay Cutler. He struggled a little bit on the field and apparently off it too, because he's in the middle of a divorce from Kristen Cavallari, and our Lauren Zima just spent the day with Kristen.
Kev, yes, I did, and it blew me away. Kristen really opened up here, revealing to me that her surprise breakup was actually years in the making.
When you're married and you have kids, you work really damn hard at it, and we worked hard at it, and it just didn't work. I met Jay when I was 23. You know, I was a kid, but we tried. We tried everything, but at the end of the day, we weren't happy.
How did you get to the decision to say, I am closing this chapter?
It was not an easy decision, obviously, and it was something that I truly thought about every single day for over 2 years. And it was the hardest decision that I have ever made.
Kristen's split from husband Jay Cutler after 3 kids and 10 years together came as a shock to most. She cited marital misconduct as the reason for the divorce. And it all played out behind the scenes of the couple's 3-season reality show, Very Cavallari.
Meeting you halfway.
Right there in the middle.
We did a good job of kind of keeping that private as much as possible. You know, I think we gave a couple glimpses into it, but nothing to what was really going on. And the decision to end the show was that I didn't want to talk about my divorce on camera and have to expose that. You know, I think that some things should be kept private.
It's just been challenging and finding time for us.
To be honest, I kind of got what I needed from the show. I did it solely for Uncommon James. That was the only reason why I did it.
Well, it paid off. Kristen's worth a reported $30 million, in part thanks to Uncommon James and her cookbooks. Her latest, True Comfort, is out tomorrow.
The cookbook is gluten-free. It has limited dairy. Nothing white. So no white sugar, no white salt, no white flour. That's how I eat on a daily basis.
I sat down with Kristen at the Catalina Casino on Catalina Island, where she was doing a photo shoot for her line's new spring collection.
Tell me a little bit about why butterflies were important for this collection.
Butterflies have always been a really comforting, nice sign for me when I'm going through tough times. I actually just got a little butterfly tattoo. I haven't told my dad yet.
Oh, no.
He's probably not going to be thrilled about it, but you know, I'm almost 34. I can make my own decisions.
Yeah, we first saw that rebel spirit 16 years ago today when Laguna Beach first premiered.
I'm the only one that wore white. I'm different.
The hit reality show skyrocketed her to stardom.
This is you doing a little hosting.
Uh-oh.
For Entertainment Tonight.
Oh, ew, I don't want to watch this. I'm like already disgusted.
Well, that's about it. So if you're ever down on Laguna Beach, give me a call.
Don't yeah, girl. Those extensions. I'm glad those days are behind me.
Now, but we will see you on The Hills, right? You filmed a little something?
I think I have to do an episode. That was it. Heidi and Adriana came on Very Cavallari, so the trade-off was episode for episode. So maybe I'll go and stir some things up, you know, and then leave. One episode, stir the pot, and I'm out.
Oh, yes. And you know fans can't wait to see her do that. Meanwhile, no drama for Julianne Hough and her ex, Brooks Like. That's up first in tonight's No and Tell, Julianne's Rekindled Romance. Both want to try to make things work. That's what our source tells us, as their friends are hoping for a full reconciliation.
Oh, it's chilly.
This weekend, the couple appeared to spend some quality time together at a secluded lake house, both posting vids with their pup Coda.
Thank you.
We're told they remain friendly since their split in May. So what changed? Well, quote, they miss being together, and they both realized they'd taken each other for granted.
I'm in a cocoon, and I don't want to leave.
The couple has had a lot to unpack over the past year, with Julianne revealing she's not straight, and Brooks sharing that he's exploring his sexuality. And it's not all smooth sailing just yet. Our source says there is one major hurdle they are facing. Brooks is, quote, very ready to start a family, and Julianne isn't quite there yet.
Who's pushing who for babies more?
I go through waves. I'm like so into it, and then I'm like, I'm good.
I'm just along for the ride in this one.
Speaking of kids, HGTV's Christina Anstead is speaking out about her split from husband and Anstead, saying, I never thought I would have two baby daddies, but sometimes life throws us curveballs.
It just happened quickly. We got back from our honeymoon, found out I was pregnant, and I mean, we couldn't be more excited.
Christina announced 10 days ago she and Ant were separating after 20 months of marriage. They share a 1-year-old son, Hudson, together. So what happened? A source tells us there was no cheating, but Christina, quote, just feels they aren't a good match.
So romantic.
Oh, well,
It all happened so fast, Christina never had a moment to take a breath. Ant also spoke out this weekend, saying he never gave up on the relationship, and I pray Christina's decision brings her happiness. Our source says they plan to co-parent their son and remain friends. And finally, Chrissy Teigen's pregnancy scare.
Every time I would go to the bathroom, it would be blood, but honestly, just laying there would just be blood.
The 34-year-old was hospitalized yesterday after being on bed rest for 3 weeks. She's halfway through her pregnancy with her miracle baby number 3.
He moves a lot. He's like a roly-poly.
John provided support, spending the night with Chrissy and she's making her a little late-night snack.
John is doing a bedside sandwich tutorial for my new nightstand.
Well, it looks like she's got a solid nurse and chef in John, so hang in there, Chrissy. All right, now to some surprising new confessions from Carole Baskin.
I wonder what they could hit me with next Monday.
From fighting lawsuits to an unexpected celeb friendship.
It was really sweet.
Then, Father of the Bride stars reunited.
We're all here, come on!
Only Weird With star Kimberly Williams Paisley talking how they pulled it off.
I had my husband, Brad, out here taping up my yoga mat on my windows to try to block out light.
And are Harry and Meghan getting a reality show?
There is no turning back now.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
The couples on tonight's Dancing with the Stars are dancing to all things Disney. But for Carole Baskin, just being in the ballroom is something she never thought would be her reality.
You were not allowed to dance growing up, right?
I was taught that it was a sin. So it was something where I tried to resist it in every way. And I think it shows today.
So
I really have a hard time embracing it.
I'm not gonna hit you?
Yeah, I'm gonna hit you. Go. 8.
Carole and Pasha are rehearsing 3 hours a day, but the lion's share of her practice time actually happens at home.
She cleared out her entire living room. She sent me pictures.
Every 15 minutes, I will go through the routine as many times as I can, and then I put my feet up for 15 minutes, and then I go back and do 15 minutes. And so that's how I spend the rest of my day.
The duo is dancing to The Lion King's Circle of Life tonight. No surprise there. But Carole does admit she's been blindsided by her ex-husband's family. First, they ran an ad about his disappearance, then last week filed a lawsuit against her right before the show.
Are you needing a little fun, Carole?
Need you ask? You read the news? I actually woke up this morning, and as I was getting ready, I was thinking, so I wonder what they could hit me with next Monday. They got to run out of stuff to hit me with.
Is there a tenseness to that?
I don't think it's a tenseness because it's been such an ongoing thing for so long. It's just, it's an annoyance more than anything.
Oh, Carole, I think there are more annoyances in her future. Now to what you haven't heard about the magical Father of the Bride reunion.
It was like no time had passed.
Kimberly Williams Paisley on getting the Banks family back together, along with more famous faces.
Father of the Bride Part 3-ish.
Then Adam Sandler's new movie with his real-life family.
Kids got to dress up and my wife got to dress up.
And Maya Rudolph's return to SNL.
It's all in the works.
I'm engaged. I'm getting married.
That look on Steve Martin's face said it all. The 1991 classic Father of the Bride made us laugh and made girl dads everywhere cry. Now, nearly 30 years later, the Banks family has reunited and fans absolutely lost their minds. I'm joined now by Annie Banks, or Mrs. Kimberly Williams Paisley. Kimberly, thanks for joining us.
Of course, thanks for having me.
People love these characters so much.
It was like no time had passed in so many ways. It was great to see everybody. And then, of course, we have a lot of new faces, too. And that was exciting.
Congratulations, Father of the Bride.
I'm taking away your mantle, George.
Robert De Niro, Alexandra Shipp, yeah. Ben Platt, a bunch of people.
Well, Nancy scripted it. We shot it over about a week. I was just carrying my computer everywhere and trying to find the right spot. And then I had a wardrobe fitting where I had to take her through my closet. She wound up sending me some stuff because I didn't have the right Annie Banks attire.
How much did Brad get involved in your kids? What did they think of all this?
They would sit off screen. My son took behind the scenes photos and then Brad mostly helped with taping that yoga mat onto the window, and then he let me be.
Will there be another movie once this crazy pandemic is over? Could you do it all again?
I could. I think it's up to Nancy Myers and the rest of the cast. But I mean, I know a lot of people are asking her that question, and the response that she's given is maybe.
Hi, everyone.
How much fun is that Reese jumped in on this project?
So great. I know that Reese and Nancy are close, and that was really nice of her to help tee it up for us, as well as to raise money for World Central Kitchen.
Of course, E.T. was on set for that iconic wedding scene back in 1991, and we just had to show Kimberly this.
Well, this is just like my real wedding day, except there's no real fiancé for me.
Oh my God. You're going to be way more nervous on your real wedding day. But it's worth it.
Is it true that you were a little inspired by Annie Banks and you wore sneakers at your own wedding?
I had grown up my adult life with people telling me about weddings and telling me how amazing Father the Bride was, and I didn't want people coming to my wedding and saying that the movie was better. So we tried to just throw all that out the window, and I wore jeans and sneakers and a sweatshirt. Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Brad said that seeing that movie, that is the moment that he fell in love with you.
It changed my life in pretty much every way I can imagine. My husband seeing me in the film, and then we wound up together. He wouldn't have found me otherwise. So my kids are a result of this movie when you think about it.
So Father of the Bride made Kimberly a bride. I love it. By the way, did you know Steve Martin is one of the people who has hosted SNL a record number of times, 15. The show is back in studio October 3rd. And fingers crossed, that'll include Maya Rudolph's Emmy-winning portrayal of vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris.
I'm just gonna have fun and see if I can get some viral moments. Mama needs a GIF.
I just wanna do her proud. Just wanna good job, no pressure.
Oh my God, Gersperms.
It's such an honor to be involved in any presidential race. And I mean, geez, this one's a real doozy.
With Maya, Tim Meadows, and Kenan Thompson, it's kind of an SNL reunion in Adam Sandler's new Netflix movie, Hubie Halloween. And Sandler called in a few additional heavy hitters from home.
My kids got to dress up and my wife got to dress up, and I was a buffoon in the movie. It was fantastic.
Your wife looked great in that costume.
She did good in that thing. Yes, God bless her. She likes staying in shape. I don't.
Well, how has life been for you and the fam in the pandemic? Are you dealing with the homeschooling thing and all that?
Yes. A lot of Zooming and a lot of complaining. Daddy's screaming, get the hell back on Zoom.
Adam plays Halloween-obsessed Hubie, who investigates a string of suspicious activity on Halloween night. The movie streams October 7th.
Night is young. Appreciate you being nice to me.
Of course, Hubie. You get to reunite with Julie Bowen on this one.
Love her. She's great.
Julie and Adam last worked together on Happy Gilmore 24 years ago.
I remember doing Happy Gilmore so clearly and thinking to myself, wow, I'm wearing lingerie and carrying two pitchers of beer. I hope my dad doesn't ever see this. And it turns out it's my dad's favorite thing I've ever done.
Somebody's closer.
Though Julie was surprised her role wasn't offered to another Sandler favorite.
He and Drew have such great rapport and great chemistry.
I like your laugh.
I like you making me laugh.
So when he came on this one, I was like, really? Not Drew? Great.
I'm lucky that I know you so well. I love you.
I can't think of any endeavor I'd ever want to do without you, Adam.
But Adam did get to meet up again with his leading lady when he stopped by the Drew Barrymore show.
Could we see you and Drew do another movie together?
Anytime Drew wants to, she's just got to tell me and then I'll do it. But now she's busy with that show. I love her. I love her on the show. She's cool. I always open up when I talk to Drew. She's going to do that with the whole world.
So true, we love Drew's new show. All right, coming up, Royals news, William and Kate's family photo op, plus Harry and Meghan reality TV bound, what we just learned next.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
I love these new photos of Will and Kate and the family because you know what? They just look so doggone normal. Check out the joy on Mama's face as she looks at little Louie. There's Charlotte, George, Dad smiling also. Now, the happy family got together with Sir David Attenborough in the gardens of Kensington Palace. Meanwhile, here in Southern California, are Harry and Meghan really going to star in a new reality show? There's a report out there, so of course we looked into it. And a spokesperson for the couple tells ET, quote, "The Duke and Duchess are not taking part in any reality shows. Remember, they already have that blockbuster deal with Netflix, and two shows are in development, a nature docu-series and an animated series that celebrates inspiring women. But y'all, we would still love to see a little something of you on camera. Take care, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow."
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.